When an injury damages the spinal cord, messages from the brain have no pathway to reach a hand or a leg. But the brain can still send those messages, so scientists have been looking for ways to connect the brains of paralyzed patients directly to robotic devices that can respond to those signals. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, new research suggests that that goal is nearly within reach.
The latest advance in so-called brain-machine interfaces came courtesy of two monkeys named Aurora and Ivy. Researchers at Duke University taught them to play video games that involved using a cursor to grab and hold a virtual target. They played for treats.
Every time they got the video game right, they got a juice reward, and they loved that.
Miguel Nicolelis was part of the research team. At first, he says, Aurora and Ivy used a joystick to control the cursor. But then, researchers linked the cursor to the electrical activity of certain brain cells. The monkeys kept moving the joystick, but it was actually their brain cells controlling the movement of the cursor. Nicolelis says the team wanted to know whether the monkeys would realize that physical movement had become irrelevant. He says it happened one day as he and two students were watching Ivy play.
The three of us, we were looking at the monitor, and we saw this thing. We saw the animal stopping, moving the arm. And all of a sudden, we could see that she was still playing the video game. And we just stayed there in silence because, you know, it was something that is difficult to believe when you first see it. And after a few minutes, we looked at each other and said, I guess she did it.
Soon after, Aurora also learned to play the game without moving a muscle. They didn't need to because their brains were actually operating a robotic arm in the next room. That arm, in turn, was moving the cursor. The monkeys' success in the game showed their brains had adapted to the delays and clumsiness of a mechanical device. Nicolelis says they did that through a remarkable process.
As the monkey was learning to interact with the robot, what we saw is that the physiological properties of the brain cells were changing. And we basically suggest that that robot was being incorporated to the animal's body schema as if it was a third arm.
Nicolelis says that suggests a paralyzed patient could not only learn to control a robotic limb, but would eventually see it as an extension of his or her own body.
So that the patient can independently feed himself or herself, or drink water, or control a wheelchair.
That may be a few years off, but a company in Massachusetts called Cybernetics hopes to test a simpler interface between brain and machine as early as next year. John Donahue is a neuroscientist at Brown University who helped found Cybernetics. He says the company has developed a sensor device that detects and interprets brain signals involved in motion.
We're requesting permission to implant the sensor in 5 spinal cord injured patients that can't move their arms or legs. And we will give them the ability to move a cursor on a computer screen so that they'll be able to do all the kinds of point-and-click actions that you do typically when you use your computer.
Donahue says treating paralysis isn't the only application for this technology. A great deal of the research so far has been funded by the Department of Defense, which believes it might someday let pilots fly a plane or fire a weapon simply by thinking about those tasks. The new study is being published online today by a new medical journal called Public Library of Science Biology. John Hamilton, NPR News.